Part 3. Sustain Momentum. By now, you should have a much greater understanding of what you can do to build momentum and get yourself unstuck. Hopefully, you've already taken some action, made progress, and feel more motivated than when you started this book. Once you've started the ball rolling, the next phase is to put in place the habits that will allow you to maintain the momentum over the long term. Many people can experience a state of excitement at the beginning of a new venture, but unfortunately, few can sustain it long enough to achieve the results they seek. In this part, we're going to discuss in detail what you can do to sustain momentum over the long term. First, you'll learn the importance of acknowledging yourself and your accomplishments on a consistent basis to help maintain or even increase your motivation. You'll discover specific exercises you can do to boost your self-esteem. You'll also be introduced to the concept of right action so that you can create positive reinforcement. Second, you'll learn the importance of commitment and how you can use it to stay on track with your goals over the longer term. You'll also see how simple daily actions repeated over a long period of time can radically change your life. Third, and finally, you'll discover how to use appreciation to further boost your motivation and enhance your self-esteem. Let's get started.